Earlier this month, a set of new monuments was installed on the Arkansas Civil Rights Heritage Trail in downtown Little Rock to honor 12 African-American sharecroppers caught up in the 1919 Elaine massacre in Phillips County. A century ago, a shootout occurred between local white law enforcement and armed African-American guards protecting a sharecroppers union meeting near Elaine. In response, 1,000 white civilians and militia attacked black residents across the county. Dr. Brian Mitchell, an assistant history professor at the University of Arkansas Little Rock, along with several of his students, did extensive research on the race riot, including trying to determine just how many people were killed.
The conservative estimates range from 15. But there are estimates as high as the mid-800s.
No white people were arrested, but 285 black men and women were taken into custody and charged with murder and rioting. 12 were sentenced to die. The NAACP intervened, and the case went to the U.S. Supreme Court. In a precedent-setting decision, which we've discussed on this program before, justices ruled the Elaine 12 defendants were denied due process and equal protection under the 14th Amendment and set free. Mitchell was on hand to help dedicate the Elaine 12 monument this month as part of the University of Arkansas Little Rock's annual Arkansas Civil Rights Heritage Trail induction ceremony.
The monument is a series of 12 medallions. They're embedded in what is the Civil Rights Trail. The Civil Rights Trail was initially established by the Joel Anderson Racist Mississippi Center under the direction of Dr. Kirk in the History Department at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock.
Speakers at the ceremony included the Chancellor of the University of Arkansas Little Rock, U.S. Congressman French Hill, Lenora Marshall, a member of the Elaine Quorum Court, Kwame Abdul-Bey, co-convener of the Arkansas Peace and Justice Memorial Movement, and Little Rock Mayor Frank Scott.
It was an extremely good turnout. And what I was most impressed by were the efforts to bring in family members of the 12 so they could be recognized and see the medallions put in place.
Memorials to the Elaine massacre have also been erected this year in Helena, the county seat of Phillips County, as well as in the town of Elaine.